Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is treasuring the heart moments. Oh yes, the heart moments. They're good ones, right?
Oh, yeah. If you can, yes, be present and not miss them. And I know in my lifetime I have missed probably millions of heart moments, but I'm definitely more aware today. How about you?
Yeah, and that's what brought this topic up. I was saying, you know, things that my job has taught me, but and I've been telling you that my word is soft lately, and I know it's because my heart keeps softening. I know that's the feeling that I'm experiencing right now, which means that my heart must be open to these moments, and I get to have a lot of them when I'm working. But I'll tell you that, you know, there have been so many times where I've been, you know, those days when I'm rushing, and just feel so irritated, like by the people around me, like people coming out. They could just be, you know, wanting to say thanks, but, you know, just in such a hurry to get to the next place that I've missed these moments that now, since I've slowed down, they're like everywhere. Like, So now I get to enjoy those, you know, the smile on somebody's face when they're just so happy to be getting their package. I always have them with kids. Kids just open me up. Just those moments. Like the other day, I saw this little old man walking down the street. It was on Mother's Day. With this, he was carrying these flowers, this little hunched over man moving very slowly, but I don't know where he was heading. Looked like he was heading home and probably taking them to his wife for Mother's Day. Like just moments like that, that just make you just stop and feel that moment, that moment. You feel it in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, Chas. It is a beautiful thing.
But I've missed a million of those moments. I know I have. I've missed a million of those moments from being too caught up in my own head.
Yeah.
Just being too caught up in my own head. And maybe it hasn't always been to get to the next stop at my job, but it's been to get to wherever I was going. You know, just always mind focused on the next place, the next thing.
Yes, always in the future, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think my biggest one this morning was my dove. These doves have been showing up on my windows, and this morning they were on my front window, by the front door, actually, the window above the front door. There's two of them looking in at me. And then the other day there was one on the ledge right next to my chair. If I could have reached through the glass, I could have touched it. It's just looking at me. So I love those moments. But, you know, I think the biggest change for me has been, you know, how many times have I walked by somebody that had some kind of physical issue, whether they're in a wheelchair, you know, or on crutches or lost a limb, or, you know, how many times did I just go by and not really see with my heart? You know, I see them and maybe nod or smile or hold the door, but not really see them with my heart. And I realized that having still going through my own physical issues, that it has, I realized that it's been a fear of mine. I didn't look, not because I didn't care. I didn't look deeper because it scared me. You know, like I didn't want to be them. So it was kind of like, if I look too hard, you know, somehow it's going to happen to me. It's stupid thinking. And I didn't consciously think that, but now I understand that was my thought process. It was too scary to see. And now it's a different experience. I feel compassion. I understand. And, you know, the thing with people's, you know, a lot of times I can see people's disabilities, but I happen to have one of those issues that nobody can see, and they look at me and they don't see it at all. And I know that there's lots of people like me that you can't physically see it on them. And, you know, for a lot of years, it wasn't physical, it was emotional. I carried so much emotional pain most of my life. And nobody could see it because I hid it so well. But it made me realize how many people carry suffer in silence. That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And opens my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's part of why I enjoy doing the Zoom classes, is because I know that, like myself, you know, we're all going through things. And it's about connecting. It's about lifting up. It's about inspiring, right?
Yeah.
It's sure. about giving hope. That's my mission today, is to give hope to others as I give hope to myself.
Yeah. And to see people with our hearts.
Yes. And know that everybody's dealing with something. Like, sure. I think I must have lived in a bubble, because yeah. I just thought everybody's healthy, everybody's, you know, and I realized that there are just so many people that are suffering, but I didn't see the suffering. I only saw parts of it, you know. I could see somebody was suffering with addiction or codependency, but there were other things I just couldn't see, but I think I put my blinders on. And now my blinders are off, because I have to look at myself and I have to see my own pain, and in seeing my own pain, it lets me see other people's pain too.
Yeah, don't you think that you can only see other people's suffering to the extent that you can see your own?
Yes. And I can only offer hope to the extent that I offer myself hope.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you can only offer love to the extent that you offer yourself love.
There you go. Bingo on that one. Ding, ding, ding.
And I'll tell you that I know, yes, there's still a voice in there that wants to beat me up all the time, but there is also a loving voice in me. We had this conversation the other day, too. There's a voice of truth in there. And there's a soft voice that... There's a softer me emerging. That's all I can say. I hear the way, like, I baby talk my bunny. Like, I'll baby talk him all day. And I don't baby talk myself in my, it's not baby talk, but it's just like soft talk. Just offering myself comfort, or trying to. So inward bleeds outward.
Yes.
And yeah. You talk about how you couldn't see those people, you know, with physical issues because you were afraid. Well, I mean, that's been the case for me too. I've been too afraid to open my heart, period. So that's why I've missed a bazillion moments in my life. Like, I couldn't be vulnerable enough. You have to be vulnerable to be able to share that moment with somebody.
Yeah, it's fear that blocks us, right? Doesn't sure. matter what fear is, it's just fear.
It can be a scary feeling if you're not used to having your heart open. Like, it's there's a feeling that happens.
Yes.
So yeah. I want to embrace that feeling.
I'm yeah. Trying. Yeah, love feels good. Connection feels good.
Yeah.
You know, doing, serving others feels good. Like, it all feels good.
Yeah.
And I think I really did learn that at a young age. I really, you know, definitely I was that child that wanted to make everybody happy. But I don't know. I think that there was some part of me that, you know, was drawn to books about girls that were inspiring. And they inspired me. And, they gave me hope. And I guess I always wanted to be able to give that to someone too.
Yeah.
So it definitely left a huge impression on me.
Well, I think you've succeeded.
I think I have dedicated my whole life to it, really.
Yeah, I think you've succeeded. Yeah, that little girl should be proud.
Yes, I think starting at the age of, what, 19, running halfway houses, having 22 disabled adults living with me, creating all kinds of crazy stuff, scenarios, for a 19-year-old was definitely a challenge, but, man, I loved it. I loved it. Yep. I just loved it. Yeah. So I've never lost that love.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, those heart moments, treasure them.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure them in there. I've had two really good hugs the last couple of days, too. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how much I needed a hug. Like, you know, with oh, boy, I might get emotional.
There it comes.
No, just, you know, with COVID, there hasn't been a whole lot of physical Mm-mm. Interaction with people.
Mm-mm.
So you kind of forget. Like, I mean, not that I'm like a big huggy person, like I'm not, but geez. And maybe, okay, so as I'm saying it, maybe not having it for all that time has really made me appreciate it. Like, mm-hmm. holy cow, like how many hugs have I taken for granted, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right about that, Jess.
Yeah. Seriously.
We can hug somebody and not let it in.
Yeah.
You know? I've gotten hugs where from people that I felt that they were just going through the motions, but there really wasn't any investment there.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh no, I've had two hugs where I just stayed there. I just stayed. Like, I am going to enjoy this hug. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Heart moments.
Yeah, there's so many in a day. We just have to be open to seeing them. Sometimes we can focus either on the future or we're worrying about the past or we're just in our head, and it requires us getting out of our head and going down those 6 inches to our heart, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think my intention's going to be love today.
Okay. Oh boy, wasn't that mine yesterday?
Was it? Did you?
Oh God.
No, yesterday was, we were both going to be in the day. Whatever comes, you said, whatever comes.
Oh Lord.
Stuff came.
Oh.
Sure did.
I feel like, what's that word? The tsunami? I feel like went through me yesterday. Yes.
It sure did.
It was a day. Yeah, and for you too. Yeah, okay. My intention must have been love the day before.
Yeah.
So today it's just about looking for the gifts.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
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 Any last thoughts?
No, I would just highly recommend, you know, slowing down to our viewers, just slowing down and just taking in those precious moments, because you can't get them back.
Nope.
You know, and one day you can wake up and be 6 years old and go, what the heck happened? Like, yeah. Where was I asleep? Yeah, we were asleep.
Yes.
We need to wake up.
That's it. Wake up.
Yeah.
But yeah. You can't see it until you see it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And then you see it, and it's like, wow. Yeah. Must have been somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. We are anywhere but the present moment. That's usually where we're at. Just take practice. Just like listening. I always thought I was a good listener, and then I realized that I'm always thinking about what I'm going to say next. I don't do that anymore. Think about what I'm going to say next. It just comes out of my mouth. But I used to, because I wanted it to sound good. You know, so I wasn't really listening. Now I can listen because I'm freed up, because I'm not thinking about what I need to say. I know what I say will be the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah. I guess that's it for the day.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!